Don't bury me on Broadway, boys. The bomb sign spoils the view. When I am dust, erect my bust on Second Avenue. Just lay me by the Phoenix, that's good enough for me. Or if you're able to find it, by the theater, Deline. Yes, put me on the rooftop or by the cherry lane. And instead of a dirge, I'd like to urge you sing this small refrain. That's it, that's the song. Everybody calls me Mr. Off-Broadway, although they know that's really not my name. Still, everybody calls me Mr. Off-Broadway, for it was many blocks off-Broadway where I got my fame. I played in every kind of house, in every kind of hall. I once played Cinderella in an empty shower stall. The stage was kind of slippery, but I mean we had a ball. Off-Broadway Melody. Give my regards to old Off-Broadway. Remember me to Sheridan Square. Tell all the gang at Jan Hus Auditorium that I will soon be there. Oh, everybody calls me Mr. Off-Broadway. Yes, everybody shouts it when we meet. Hey, hey there! Although nobody knows me on the Great White Way, I'm very well respected south of 14th Street. Over there, over there, I mean the circle in the square. I played the Iceman Cometh there for almost a year. I didn't make much money, but I drank a lot of beer. That's why everybody calls me Mr. Off-Broadway, Off-Broadway Melody. Gosh, when I think of all those shows, it may not sound modest, but I suppose if I listed each one of my credits name by name, it would read like an Off-Broadway Hall of Fame. The Trial of Dmitri Karamazov. Crazy. And Sandhog. You all remember Sandhog at the Phoenix? It was a new concept in musicals, all about sandhogs, don't you know? The whole thing took place under the East River. Let's see, Ordet and Ardell and Clement Barre, and oh hell, all them French ones. And Mandragola by Machiavelli. Now that was kind of cute. All about this girl they got with child by a mandrake root. It was kind of special, I'll admit that. And then Pale Rider, Pale Horse. I played in that. The front end, of course. And then a play by Ionesco, all done in esoteric rhymes. Till Atkinson reviewed it, the show was doing fine. But when the notices came out, I lost my job through the New York Times. And that's why everybody calls me Mr. Off-Broadway, way up Broadway, way, way up Broadway, man.